time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is stupid us. Guess what? Update. This just in. Bongo has been found. Yes, we can all breathe easier. Remember the missing stuffed monkey, New York? Couple put up a $500 reward for it, said they raised it just like one of their own. Well, it's been found. An unemployed man found it on the top of a parking meter. The couple was called. They were reunited with their stuffed monkey, and life goes on. Very beautiful. Thank you, unemployed guy who found that for them. I hope he got the $500 plus some. I know I couldn't sleep knowing the monkey was gone. Well, trading your pet parrot for a computer kind of seems like a, well, uneven exchange. But we go to Florida. He swapped his bird for a computer and $50 last week, but he missed his pet so much he tried to steal it back. Oh, boy, howdy. Well, the new owner, that kind of ruffled a few feathers. Got a million of them. Well, the guy went back, said that the computer was just running way too slow, and it wasn't really what he wanted. She could keep the $50. He wanted his bird back, but the lady said, absolutely not. I'm not giving you back the bird. So he broke into her home Thursday, pushed the 64-year-old to the floor, grabbed his bird, and fled. Or should I say he flew the coop? Got a million of them. Well, he was later pulled over by police. Oh, guess what? The bird was just sitting in the front seat next to him. Yeah, he had to give the bird back. Sorry, Polly. You're going back. The man was charged with assault. Not with a bird, just assault. It doesn't get much easier than this. Johnson City Police charged a West Hillcrest Drive man Monday with stealing more than $19,000 worth of watches, cameras, computers, silver, and other items. Colton Webb, 25 years old, charged with aggravated burglary and the theft of property over $10,000. Now, according to police report, David Artelli told police someone entered his home at 619 Hillcrest Drive through a basement window. He also told police he had employed a neighbor to do some yard work, and at one point, the neighbor had entered the house and commented about the watches. So they went to Colton Shane Webb's house just down the street, said, hey, can we talk to you? He said, yeah, okay. And they said, can we come in? He said, sure. And they said, hey, do you know anything about this missing stuff? And he paused and said, oh, yeah, I got it right over here. Seriously, it was just that easy. Recovered all the stuff. Now this guy's going to be going away for a while to think about it. At least he was polite. Just invited him in, told him he had it, and that was the end of that. Goodness. Sadly, 36-year-old woman lost three fingers. She tried to wake up her boyfriend with fireworks. Woman and her boyfriend told the Gainesville Police Department that, well, they had been drinking before the incident, you think? Woman said she was holding a fireworks novelty in her hand. She lit the fuse. She is going to toss the device into the room and wake up her boyfriend. Instead, the device exploded, tearing off her thumb, middle finger, and ring finger. Blast was so powerful, police said they found, some bone remnants in the ceiling. Woman taken to the hospital. She'll recover. Not her fingers, but she will. Alcohol was involved. Kids, stay in school. Don't drink and play with fireworks. It's bad. 22 after 3, KORD.